মঙ্গলাদিগ্রাম পর্যাবর মিলেন আওয়ার অ্যাফিনিটি টুয়ার্ডস কৃষ্ণ তিনি ফাদার The object of our life is one and same, unchangeable. Our affection and our love, attraction for Krishna may increase farther and farther. Lord, as Krishna, in the form of Krishna, that should be our hearty prayer. Hare Krishna. Roti and Jukti, yes. Two things. Jukti, our the reason, by the faculty of reason, by the exercise of our reason, that this is mortal, we want eternal substance, this is painful, we want blissful, this is based by calculation of loss and gain, we want to go to Krishna. We want to go to the Absolute. This is one thing, by yukti, by the application of our knowing faculty, knowledge. But this is no fruitful to fulfill the purpose of our inner heart, that is devotion, bhakti, dedication. That is independent. No gyan, no karma, no energy, no knowledge can take us to Krishna. Only through love, there is another department. Just as any amount of energy may not produce knowledge. So no amount of knowledge can produce love. It is an independent plane. Bhaktasanyam, that is the most fundamental. And these are all, of course, something like quoting. So bhaktasanyam, the unit of devotion, is independent of both energy and intellectualism. That is a third thing, and we must have to acquire that thing. That is bhakti, sukriti, bhakti, ruchi. Ruchi can surely lead us to Vrindavan, the land of ruchi love. The smallest part of love is called ruchi. It is unit. The smallest unit is ruchi. Ruchi will take us there. Ruchi is the original thing that can produce love. So jnana karma janavacan. And that must be independent of both knowledge as well as energy, karma. Bhakti is such. Sushumna bhakti is independent of knowledge as well as energy, karma, labor. And these are rather quoting, overquote, not reality. So our inner hankering for satisfaction, really we are in search of satisfaction, of happiness, blissfulness, not knowledge, not energy. There, we demand them for the immediate purpose, not the goal. The goal within us is always blissfulness and beauty, that love, that no knowledge, no energy. That we must analyze us and understand. Our inner demand is blissfulness, happiness, joy, and that knowledge and energy can never produce that. That is a particular independent type of thing. Adhyadu karma dhanavitam, they are overcooking. Overcooking. The real substance is love, is sukh, joy, ecstasy, anandam, beauty. That is the real substance. And we are also a particle of that. We want to be unified in that plane. That is what is necessary. So neither knowledge or reason can produce bhakti, devotion. That is a plenary thing, fundamental, most fundamental substance is devotion. Bhakta sanjataya bhakta. Only devotion can produce devotion. The unit of devotion has been told as sukriti, some sort of sympathy acquired from the sadhus. Just as from one lamp another lamp can be lit, then one candle can be lighted by another, can help of another candle, flame. So from the flame, the devotion that is in the heart of a sadhu, from there my candle can be lighted, in this way, something like this. But no other thing can produce. It is independent, most perfect and independent and not interdependent, completely independent thing, bhakti. All else is rather like spear, the spear in the fruit, the cover in the fruit, something. So Vishnu Chakravarti has said, why in Bhagavad Gita devotion is placed in the middle? In the beginning the karma, the middle is Gita, the last is Gyan. Generally we think the first karma, the bhakti, then Gyan is the highest. But Chakravarti has told, with two covers and between the book. The book is within, and two sides to cover. One side karma and one side gyan. And substance is within. Hari, Gaur, Hari, Gaur, Hari, Gaur. Nigai, Gaur, Hari, Gaur. Tahaituki appajihata. It is causeless, it is his own cause. And appajihata, none can stop its progress, but what can stop or deteriorate, that is within her own control. No worldly knowledge or labor, but aparad means pertaining to bhakti's goal, that can deteriorate, offend to the Vaishnava, to the Shastra, to this law, aparath. That is the only object for our reverence, for our adoration. And if we cannot adore, do justice, face on honor, properly, then of course a setback comes, a reaction comes. The adorable things must be adored. Loving things must be loved. what is worshipable or honorable. If I do not honor the honorable, some sort of reaction cannot but come, and that is offense, abharat. And abharat not concerned with other things, but only there. Guru Vaishnava, Vishnu Shastra, Nama Varad, all this. We must be very much careful about that. Other things we may not care at all. But when we have entered that realm, so we must be careful about there. We may be, our activity may come to this proper standard. Of course, through error, that is to be forgiven. But there is degree, there is classes of aparana. We have to be careful about that. Because that will be suicidal. One who has come, who is coming to bless me, to favor me, I am standing against him. That is, I am standing against my own real interest. Vital interest. To stand against the Vaishnava, to stand against one's own vital interest. So the Shastra, the other things pertaining to the bhakti school, therefore, Daya. Chakravarti Thakur says the Mahabhagavata, they do not care for the offense against them. But he says the feet dust of those Mahabhagavata, they do not, can't tolerate the dishonor of their masters. Okay?
Jagabandhu.
Jagabandhu ki?
Vasikananda Bhan Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaushari Bhagavad, Gaushari Bhagavad, Vidahari Gaushari Bhagavad. Just as a labor, if it fails to labor, the project may not be achieved. Just as a research scholar going researching, but if he commits any error in his process, desired and is part of. So here also the question of thought, if any defect in that process, automatically we will be loser. Everywhere, in his own department, there is possible setback. Guru Hari Bol, Sukha. But nahi kalyan kit kasti durgati dhatu. Sincerity will be our real friend in this path. Duplicity, that is bad. And sincerity, simplicity, that is the capital. Haraloi the Gora Sikha Bujiyaloi. Jodi Bhagive Gora Jnana Saral Karo Nijamon. Become simple. To become a devotee, to become sent person, simple. Simple means unprejudiced. The prejudice, the foreign, poisonous dust are coming and dispossessing us of our own wealth. So simple, sahaja. From that sahaja has come. Sahaja. Innate. Sahaja means innate, which is born with my own self, which is co-born. Co-born with myself, sahaja, my innate nature. That is devotion. And the foreign things has come and covered and modified our nature, and we are in the midst of Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, all these things. So sahajiya, sahaja. Prakita sahajiya, satadushani. Not sahajiya, ism has been blamed, but prakita sahajiya. That is the be satisfied with the pratibimba, the reflection. Not the thing, but with the reflection here. That is prakita sahajiya. What is in the realm of atma, spirit, soul proper, and the reflection that is in the body and the mind here, and to go on with the exercise cultivation of this body-mind, and to think that I am doing that thing. That is prakita sahajiya. Imitation. That is transaction with the pratibimba, reflection. Transaction with the reflection, and to think that I am handling the reality. Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. And then they will have to start. Hidai, Gaurhari, Gaurhari.
Maharaj, humbly like to ask you a question concerning your book, which I had a good opportunity to read yesterday for the first time. And in the book, I was very much surprised to see this emphasis for spiritual enlightenment was on preaching, secondary, primary to japa. Japa was secondary to the preaching, the potency of preaching. And this very much surprised me, because my spiritual master Rasikananda says that japa is the potency, so the potency lies in the chanting of the holy name. And I'm wondering which is actual, how should I approach this?
What does it
say? He says in the book Search for Sri Krishna, more stress, more important, has been placed on the service of preaching. But he says that his Gurudev gives more importance, he feels, on japa. Perhaps one remark, if we do japa, certain amount of counting, but preaching and service is more important than the japa. But our Jagadvandhu Prabhu is surprised. He thought japa was more important.
You have heard that Mahaprabhu led stress in Kirtan. He recommended five in this sadhana paddhati. The other sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat sravan, are peace, sadhu sangha, dhambas, srimukti, sadhaya archam. So sadhana sreshta ehi pancha anga. Tar madhye sadhva sreshta naam sankirtan. Niravaradhi naam vede paya pranodham. Naam sankirtan, kirtan means to preach. Kirtan, the real principle, the real underlying meaning of kirtan is to preach, to propagate kirtan. So kirtan and anything, whatever should be done, any form of devotion, that must be devotion proper, that is seva, service. So our Gurudev, Atasri Krishna Namadi, no bhavit grajyam indiyai sevan mukhe jivadu sarame vaspuratada. We want a connection with the subjective, super subjective area. So only our hankering, sincere hankering for him, and our attitude to surrender to his cause can attract him to our level. That is transcendental. How can I come in connection with the transcendental when I offer myself for his cause, his service? Then he will care to come down to give connection with me. So whatever transcendental affairs we are going to do, connect, observe, the Sevan Mukhata, this sort of a spirit attitude must be there. Otherwise it will be only a repetition of mundane feats. So Sevan Mukhata, to practice, to dedicate one's own self, that is mainly necessary. Whether we kirtan, sabon, sharon, bandan, everywhere, this common factor must have to be present, that I want to dedicate for the cause of the higher, and not I want to use the higher principle for my lower purpose. This tenor must be observed first. And then again, kirtan, that means to preach, that means sankirtan, tarmadhya, sarvasrestha, that it is difficult to control the mind inner. When we chant to some other person's speech, we cannot but be all conscious. We cannot talk irrelevant. So concentration can have easily when we talk about him, that is kirtan. And when engaged in japam, then I may begin with some japam, my mind may wander here and there everywhere. But when I kirtan, engaged in kirtan, I must be all attentive. So we can control the mind, which is very difficult to capture and to utilize. So kirtanantu tatu varam, it is a ashtaspandane matrena kirtanantu tatu varam. Special stress has been put into the kirtan by Mahaprabhu. The kirtan means to preach, environment has come, is prepared to attack me. I rather offensive for offensive. I shall attack the environment. Kirtan means that. The offensive. The whole environment is surcharged with the spirit of offensive. They are coming and attacking me from different directions, through different ideas that are already like spy, they are within us. They are agent. So, so kirtan, the offensive. I shall take the offensive, attack the environment with the power that I received from Gurudev. And generating, that is, we shall generate within me, and I shall attack the environment. That means kirtan means spirit. We are told what we have heard from our Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, in this way, and we are trying to preach that thing to others. This is the tenor of his preaching. Preaching means to attack the environment, not to lie down passively and allow others. And this japam is a very feeble, weak thing. You begin japam and your mind will, whenever you will have it, you will find your mind is marketing in some other place. But when you are talking about Krishna, Mahaprabhu to others, you cannot but be all attention. You can't talk irrelevant. Automatic attention, you can control there when kirtan, when preaching. That is the advantage. Kirtan, preach. And also with our Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has given another point. A one who is japam, he is feeding himself. But one who is making kirtan, he is feeding so many others. And that reaction he will receive. So your cause will be enhanced more and more. And this way, we have understood it. So this is for the justification, what is told in search after Krishna,
yes.
Song. Now you have to choose. I get my explanation. Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Nidhaya Gaur. Sivanmukhi, so our Gurudev will address in practicing what is Seva, not only disinterested, but must be Krishna interested, Guru interested. Guru is the agent representing Krishna's court, and I must, setting aside all my tendencies within, I shall surrender to the dictation of Gurudev. Gurudev. I shall ignore my inner impressions and their suggestions and engage only what is coming from high through my Gurudev. I shall do that. That is to practice the, and acquire the habit of service there, self-abnegation, and to invite some higher tendency to what within me. Thereby we can acquire, we can know, we can understand what is service purpose, sevanmukhata. Self-abnegation and inventing the higher tendency to work within me with all my efforts. That is transformation, total transformation. That is necessary through the agency of the higher world. And with that attitude I shall take men. Whatever I shall do, that attitude, that life must be present there. I say one kota. What I am doing, not for me, but for the center, for Krishna. And the guarantee is the Gurudev, the agent. This is the explanation.
So, japa is rather a prayer that we want to do kirtan.
What is meaning? Japa is reading and the disturbance are allowed to attack. And also not others are being benefited there. So what Mahaprabhu did, he is the pioneer of Sankirtan, not of Japa. Sankirtan, Kalu Sankirtan Udvaishya Chaitanya Mahasita Krishna Varman Krishna Krishna Sangu Pandastra Pasadam Jagvai Sankirtana Prahe Jayanti Yasu. Mahaprabhu came for Sankirtan. And the Japan, that is Vrija Seva Manase Kori. Mahaprabhu is giving instruction to Raghunath Das. ভালো না খাইবে আর ভালো না পড়িবে, অমানি মানব কৃষ্ণ নাম সদা লবে, আর ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা মানসে করিবে। ব্রজ সেবা দ্যাট ইজ নট ফর দি পাবলিক, ইফ ইউ আর ইন দ্যাট স্টেজ ইউ উইল কন্টিনিউ দ্যাট উইদিন ইয়র সেলফ, উইদিন ইয়র মাইন্ড, আর নট পাবলিকলি। অ্যান্ড দি আদার থিংস before we reach that stage, all we shall do publicly. Amani Mamadha. And our nature will be to the spirit of toleration and also without causing any disturbance to the environment as much as possible. Is unnecessary.
So that means we are attacking the environment, but we can't disturb the environment.
Yeah, but so our attitude should be passive, cold, that of a master-like, the master-like attitude. We shall attack our enemy, but that the process must be a grand, not like a weak man. With dignity, with dignified attitude, we shall attack our enemy. That is, at heart, his that well-meaning. I want his good. And my call is infinite, and he is within a teeny cell, taking shelter. Dignified position. Omani tanada vishunijya no taruru vishvaisunna omani. I'm inviting in my attack will be of such nature that it will invite universal force to for my backing, support. Gaushari bol. Ramanu had a discourse with the Mayabadi. 14 days, a strong fight, but Ramanu could not crush him. Then he came and prayed to Varadaraj, what is this? You have accepted me as the Acharya of the particular group, and I cannot defeat that Mayavadi. So, what Varadaraj? Then this is a very insulting position I have created for you. I am now nothing, nowhere. Anyhow, the engagement was done. Ramanuj had to go and face him, his strong opponent. And as soon as they go, he fell at 6 feet. Yes. What you told? I have recapitulated in my mind. That is true. What I have told, that is false. I cannot, I could understand. Just he came and fell at him. So, our power is above. The Varadaraj willed and he at once fell at the feet. So, always we must be conscious of our Gurudev, Mahaprabhu. We are teeny persons, what power we have got. All our capital, the source of our success, is above our heads, with the Vaishnava, with Guru, with Vaishnava. With this attitude we have to fight, not to create our own egoism, to develop our own egoism, not for that, but for this, but for his call in this way, with all sincerity. My nature was, when fighting with others, when if I come to such a position that I can't follow things properly, I used to ask myself, why I am here? What is my cause? I am supporting this. Then I got answer from within, for this reason I am here. So in that way I could cross the layer of the oppositionist, many places like that. Hari Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Have I come here with some ulterior motive? Or with some sincere and higher motive? Then to analyze that, it will come out. Why I have come? Why I have not gone to attend the Mayavadi school? Not the school called me, not the Patriots, nor others. Why I have not joined them? And exclusively I have joined Mahaprabhu. Why? What attracted me? And this way, Gaur Hari Bol.
Excuse me, I have to go now.
Yes.
Where to go?
Where to go? And you try to like Brahman Maharaj, what we told, to meet Akhananda Maharaj and the Vishal. This is not order, but our prayer.
For all, thank you.
It's a good soul, as far as it knows. Without him, we can't find satisfaction. Something, one thing is enough without him. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Jagannath Ji Ki Jai. Jagannath Ji Ki Jai. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Where have you got the search for Krishna?
Where did you get the book? No, I never got it personally. Maharaj left it outside his door yesterday, and I had the opportunity to read it.
Borrowed one.
I had the opportunity.
Where did you read?
He borrowed the book from Raman Maharaj.
Raman Maharaj.
For a little while.
Yesterday I read it.
Yeah.
And that point surprised me very much.
Now have you understood?
Now I've understood, but at the same time I'm much more in a turmoil, because I've raised this point with my Gurudev and said, isn't preaching more about Goshananda? You know, we are Bhajananda, we are not Goshananda. Goshananda are for those who have the divine mercy.
You may ask your Gurudev, and he may explain you further, what is more private. Distraction for you. I came to read this book, and there the stress is laid on the Ketan and the service, and they use a Japan. So how can we harmonize that just? You may ask him, and as you yourself do.
This very question I have raised with him. a couple of times, because I've had a personal desire to go out and preach, and I have his blessings now to go to Madras, and now further I want to go to Europe. I discussed with my Gurudev, and preaching, I feel preaching personally, I feel preaching, I have a more leaning towards that, instead of sitting just in a mandal doing japa. One other question that I would actually like to raise, Maharaj. When does one come to the understanding that one is serious?
How do we know when we are serious? He is asking.
When
can we come to the understanding that we are serious?
Serious.
Yes. How do we know?
I don't follow either.
When do we come to the point when we are taking Harinam seriously?
How can we understand that we are serious, that we are taking Harinam seriously?
The Harinam, it begins from the lowest position and goes up to the highest. It's the most fallen. And they can get Harinam only with the connection of the sadhu. It is for all possible stage, Harinam can help us, all possible of fallen state. And at the same time, it goes to the highest position of men. But the meaning will change to the taker, the development in the name. And the devotee is taking the name of Krishna, the whole Nag is getting jerked. And ordinary people, what we get?
In my time, I didn't very much.
The whole thing will be attracted, extract. It will draw the extract and the text to Krishna. The sound, with the squeeze, your existence and the text to Krishna. About dedication. Hare Krishna. The result is different. But anyone take the name. Radharani taking the name of Krishna. So many things to be. It is infinite. It is not finite that we shall draw a line so far, no further. All infinite. The sound is also infinite. The figure, roof, color, all the infinite. Different aspects of the infinite. Hari Krishna. Radharani says, my life is sure to meet a disaster and despair. Why? She is saying to her friends, I have heard the name of Krishna and I have surrendered fully there. I have seen the portrait of Krishna. To step one, I have surrendered. She does not know till now that the name Krishna and the portrait is one and same. So she is representing in this way. That I have heard the name, I surrender completely there. Again, I found a picture, I surrender to that picture. And another, a rook. I heard the flute sound, I surrendered there. So I have surrendered in three places, my friends. How can I get peace in my mind? So my life is finished, gone, and I am expecting for a disastrous end, final, wholesome spoiled. But when those things come into one, the name and the flute and the portrait, what degree of joy is it? The name has attracted her to be empty, nothing to not remain, such way. So what is it then? And that name to us, what is it? So degree of love and affection with which we do the work, do the name or do service to the deity, or whatever form outside, the inner spirit, that will be all and all. Everything is there. With what attitude I am approaching? Thank you.